From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The University of Missouri system is cutting more than 300 jobs at its flagship Columbia campus as part of a cost-saving effort. University of Missouri System President Moon Choi gave details Friday of cuts that will eliminate 474 jobs across the system. He says 307 of those cuts are in Columbia, including 130 non-tenured faculty members. Duplication of majors and minors will be eliminated in the effort to save $100 million across the system. State lawmakers in May passed a budget with a 6.6 decrease in core funding for universities statewide. The Columbia campus also expects a 14% decline in incoming freshmen next fall. Missouri lawmakers effectively eliminated state spending on sobriety checkpoints beginning in July. The move follows criticism by some Republican lawmakers who questioned the effectiveness of checkpoints and raised concerns about whether they represent unreasonable searches and violate due process rights. The goal of checkpoints is to deter and catch impaired driving. Police can still conduct checkpoints, but they can't pay for them without funding. Missouri Department of Transportation Highway Safety Director Bill Whitfield says some agencies canceled checkpoints planned for the summer in response to funding cuts. The roughly $20 million in federal funding will go instead to saturation patrols, which involve positioning extra officers in unannounced areas to watch for signs of drunken driving before pulling over drivers. The University of Missouri interim chancellor announced Friday $60 million in cuts to the Columbia campus, including 343 full-time positions and various programs. Christopher Husted reports.
The positions cut include staff, faculty, and administration. After recently facing public criticism for a lack of diversity in personnel, system officials pledged to hire more people of color. Interim Chancellor Garnett Stokes says MU leadership remains committed to that goal even with the layoffs.
I haven't looked at those layoffs, but I don't think that there's going to be any differential impact.
Vice Chancellor for Finance Rhonda Gibler says the Human Resources Department will analyze those layoffs to ensure fairness and equity. Other cuts yet to be named include academic institutes, buildings, and school majors. Stokes says officials will conduct a 12 to 18 month review process to decide. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
President Donald Trump has declared an emergency exists in Missouri because of spring flooding. Trump signed the declaration Friday. It allows federal aid to be used to help state and local response efforts to flooding and allows eligible residents in 27 counties to apply for federal assistance with temporary housing, repairs, and other help. The state has said over 1,000 homes worth almost $30 million were severely damaged or destroyed in flooding that followed torrential rains in late April and early May. Governor Eric Greitens' May 24th disaster request estimated the total cost at more than $86 million. Around 1,400 families have already received some state assistance. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.